This is Rad Radio, a show so bad that the absolute worst team in Major League Baseball decided they had to move to Sacramento to class up the joint. Go A's. As for Rad Radio, here comes more suck.
You're right, Brandon. I forgot how funny some of those were. Okay, we got Ask and You Shall Receive. Somebody emailed in because they were so excited for Brando. Brando posted on his Instagram over the weekend. If you don't follow him, you can. It's Not Strangled Bacon.
Correct.
On Instagram. And he was down in L.A. We've been talking about it for, well, actually, kind of alluding to it for months. It was the Maynard 60th birthday celebration show.
Yep, right? Tour. Yeah, and this was a couple of days after his birthday.
And Maynard's the lead singer of Tool, but he also, already he was going to have the other bands that he works with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Perfect Circle and
Primus and Pussifer.
Okay.
Duh.
But then the big surprise was the Tool came out towards the end of the show.
Yep.
But during Brandon talking about it, and it turned out, I mean, right, like it couldn't have been better. This is right,
the show in its entirety?
The whole experience.
It was so good. And it's crazy because like 10 years ago, I went to his 50th birthday show in Pomona in SoCal. And it was like night and day difference. It was almost like they had upgraded and grown up so much and developed so and evolved that it was a completely different experience. And they really are fine-tuned so much more now.
By the way, I didn't screw you, right? Like the because you had asked for like recommendations of where to stay. The walk was nothing, right? To and from?
I mean, the only thing that was a worry, quote, was, and it's a valid worry, Nicole, my fiance, was planning on wearing boots.
Yep.
She ended up wearing Vans. So that was the biggest concern. And it was like sardines walking out of the venue. But once you got outside of the venue, it was a perfect walk. Ended up getting one of those street dogs from those carts outside of the... so good.
Yeah.
Then we found a bowling alley to hang out with at after the fact. So it was Hollywood Bowl. Did the Lucky Strike bowling.
Yeah. One of the questions was, Brandon noticed an X pattern over the Hollywood Bowl.
Yes.
From spotlights.
Yeah, and I was wondering if that's like a normal practice for the Hollywood Bowl, if they did it special for this show, and what was the reason for it being special.
And so, I honestly didn't notice when my wife and I saw Ricky Gervais there last year, which was in May. So it was lighter a little later, but I know it went into the darkness time of the night. So mm-hmm. We found out the answer. Yes, they do it all the time. The beams from two searchlights make an X pattern over the Hollywood Bowl during performances in the evening. For more than 40 years, the lights have shined during concerts, forming the distinctive letter to alert pilots to the music happening below and therefore ward off aircraft noise.
Nice.
That totally makes sense now because I did notice planes, and they're all way higher in altitude. And I know there's Burbank Airport is so close to where we were, so I could imagine that's a very real reason why. And the only thing we saw close to us were a couple of drones flying through, so that's cool.
I always thought those were like attention to something, movies going on.
Yes, or right? Some stupid sale at some stupid store. You drive all the way over to the spotlights. You're like, oh wow, there's a new Kohl's. How exciting!
That is exciting.
We get through the pressure cooker right after that. If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, when we head into our next commercial break, the sights and sounds and behind the scenes of what's going on in the studios is not what you'll see on Rad TV, but rather the Dogwoods Resort canine cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
Well, what's coming up, Brando?
We've got footage of Don's black lab, Hank, playing fetch with Don until the cat enters the scene. Mm-hmm. Little Lily comes out and gets a little more attention than Hank, and Hank gets a little upset. And then we've got footage of Kanai, the golden retriever, and Maya, the Rottweiler, fighting over a ball.
You can have your animals featured. It's not just canines for some reason. By just sending us horizontally recorded whatever you got, RAD at radradio.com. For the pressure cooker, we got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live's Friday night in Sacramento, October 18th. You are qualified once you win your tickets for the grand prize drawing this Friday to have your already great seats upgraded to the front row. Vito, your caller 18. Hello.
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 Hello. Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, then you got to get four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. Then I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say X and then you say triple X. Hello. That would be better for Hollywood anyways. I got to take X as your answer. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
Good luck.
True or false, per capita, America eats more Kraft mac and cheese than any other country.
True.
What singer's newest album is called the Tortured Poets Department?
Taylor Swift.
There are three Hemsworth brothers, Chris, Liam, and who?
Pass.
Six NBA teams play tonight. Name one.
Lakers.
What was the name of Foreigner's 1977 debut album?
Pass.
In the sports world, what does MLB stand for?
Major League Baseball.
In terms of total viewing time, what is the most streamed series in America so far in 2024?
White Lotus.
Okay. Ooh. White Lotus. Not bad. And then we're right there at the buzzer. So as long as we start the question before the answer, before the buzzer, rather, we wait for the answer. That was seven questions.
You only need five.
All right. Let's see how he did. True or false? Per capita, America eats more Kraft mac and cheese than any other country. He said, well, of course that's true.
Oh, come on, America. What?
Not I'm disappointed.
Even close.
What?
Really?
By, again, per capita. So you're comparing per person, the Canadians almost double us. Now it's not even called. It's not. It's called. And this is not unique to Canada. Around the world, the exact same recipe is called different things. It's called Kraft Dinner in Canada, right, or KD. It's actually the most popular grocery item in the country.
Love it.
And Canadians eat an average of 3.2 boxes each year. That is 55% more than Americans.
Wow. That is surprising.
What singer's newest album is called the Tortured Poets Department? He said Taylor Swift.
Oh, he sounded annoyed by that.
He did.
He's got some Taylor Swifties in his life, and he's had to hear too much of it.
So
he's probably bothered by the fact also that Taylor Swift released her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, on Friday, and it became the first album in Spotify history to garner over 300 million streams in one single day.
Jeez.
And became the most streamed album in a single day this year. We asked, there are three Hemsworth brothers, Chris, Liam, and who, and he passed.
No idea.
Joe.
Who is the third one?
The third one is the oldest one, named Luke.
Never heard of Luke.
His biggest role was he played Officer Stubbs in HBO's Westworld. Did you watch that, Brandon?
I loved that show, yeah.
Do you remember Officer Stubbs by name? Do you remember which character that was?
Well, I cheated and I looked at his picture, and yes, I can picture him, and he wasn't a mainstay character.
Chris is the middle child. He's best known as Thor.
Yeah.
Liam's the youngest. And his biggest role would be Gale in The Hunger Games, but Liam also is part of Land of Bad, the Amazon Prime War, Delta Force special show that I taught. But Luke is in that one as well. Luke is another member of the Delta Force team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay. Well, they're all three hot brothers because, I mean, there was nothing but hot dudes in that movie, even though it was brutal.
Luke is the more homely of the three, which is, it's saying,
which
is loosely to the definition of the word.
Because you think they're all homely?
Well, no. I think that they're all attractive.
I got it. Okay.
Because, yeah, they're Hemsworths, but he's the least attractive.
The other two were so much more that he's like.
To whatever extent this is makeup or character, because I don't want to reveal who he is because it's a very specific character, but he comes off as nothing close to homely in the character that he plays.
Hey, it could have been bad lighting in the Google picture I saw.
six NBA teams play tonight. Name one, just one of six. He said the Lakers. That is true. The Lakers will play at the Denver Nuggets after they blew a huge lead, and the Lakers are down one game to nothing. They should have won that first game. The two other games are Orlando at Cleveland and Philadelphia at New York. Remember the Mixed Pick Sports Show? Less than 3 hours from now, we do it every morning at 10 a.m. on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. It's also on the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. We got NBA playoffs to talk about, NHL playoffs to talk about, Major League Baseball to talk about, and of course, it is draft week. The NFL draft begins on Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody's talking about it. Lots of rumors are swirling. Every day we'll do a segment on the draft on the Mixed Pick Sports Show.
That's a lot.
You feel that, Don? It's a little drafty in here.
Mm-hmm. He was playing to win tickets to see Foreigner, but he passed on the question, what was the name of Foreigner's 1977 debut album?
Could it be Foreigner?
It could be. It was self-titled, like so many artists do.
Damn it, that was gettable.
And again, if you're playing for tickets to the band, you would think you would know that. Yeah, and by the way, it's not like it was a came and went album. It had little songs that maybe you've heard of, like Cold as Ice, Feels Like the First Time. I mean, it had huge songs, sold over 5 million copies. In the sports world, what does MLB stand for? He said Major League Baseball. And then at the buzzer, I asked, in terms of total viewing time, what is the most streamed series in America? So total viewing time. We're spending this much time on it. He said White Lotus.
Is it Cake?
I haven't even heard of Cake.
It's a Netflix show. It's a silly show with Mikey Day from SNL as the host, and it's not very good.
Oh, well, that would
host, but they make Cake look like real life things, and it's like, oh, I have this knife here, I'm going to cut into it. Do you think it's Cake or not?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Commercials for that,
and it is a series.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was just right. being facetious.
Mm-hmm. The Gentleman.
No.
Oh.
No.
So good.
Bluey.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, Bluey.
Bluey, which there's a big story about Bluey that they, I guess a couple weeks ago, they did an episode, super long episode, because usually they're like 8 to 10
Very
minutes.
Very small, short, yeah.
And it was a 28-minute episode, and it was called The Sign, and everybody went insane that it was the series finale. Uh-oh. And then last night, a new episode dropped, and it was all confirmed, no, the series isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, they dumped a couple new seasons on streaming services. I think Disney Plus is where they live. And then the episode you're talking about, The Sign, I was just prepping food in the kitchen, and Bella, our 9-year-old, was watching that episode, and the music was epic. It was like this. It was a very emotional episode, and I didn't see any of it, but at the end of it, Bella said, that was sad.
Aww.
And it was about having to sell their house, mm-hmm. and to give away the ending, but apparently it was a big deal.
And that led to everybody going, oh, that's how they're ending the series? No. That's what the last night's episode was there to confirm.
What I love is that even though kids or animals are watching, you have that built-in excuse. Oh, yeah, the kid.
Yeah,
or
the kid.
Dog.
That's why we were watching.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
No, no,
no.
In the end, dude got 3 right.
Oh, yes. Oh,
needed to get 5 to win.
Hope you had fun.
2 more chances for you to win Foreigner tickets at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.